There's a saying attributed to St. Augustine, qui bene cantat bis orat. Those who sing pray twice. So in the spirit of prayer, I invite you to pray twice. Sing if you choose and join the choir in singing hymn number 123, The Spirit of Life. Restoration and renewal has been one of the major themes for Reverend Nancy's sermons for this year. You'll notice that today's music relies heavily on the African-American spiritual literature, and there's a good reason for that. I think the African-Americans in this country have have indeed been in storms for many years or centuries. There's a lot that needs repair in our culture, and we've been living through at the very least, we've been witness to a series of tragic, what I would call storms, including over 1.1 million COVID deaths and still counting, 3 years of pandemic restrictions, police violence, racial injustice, and the failure to deal with the legacy of centuries of slavery in this country, a serious attempt to overturn an election, endemic gun violence, I'm not trying to bum you out, yearly climate events such as wildfires, floods, water shortages, and more powerful hurricanes than typical, denials of women's choice health care, and a war aimed at the rights of transgender people that's being engaged on a state-by-state basis around the country. And finally, growing political divisions, which makes it really difficult to address any of these issues. Choir's going to sing a piece that I've loved for a long time. It's called "I've Been in the Storm So Long." And it's an arrangement. It's a spiritual. It's arranged by Jeffrey Ames. He's the director of choral activities at Belmont College in Nashville.
Storm so long. I've poem by Elizabeth Bishop. I am in need of music that would flow over my fretful, feeling fingertips, over my bitter, tainted, trembling lips, with melody deep, clear, and liquid slow. Oh, for the healing, swaying, old and low, of some song sung to rest the tired dead, a song to fall like water on my head, and over quivering limbs, dream flushed to glow. There is a magic made by melody, a spell of rest and quiet breath and cool heart that sinks through fading colors deep to the subaqueous stillness of the sea and floats forever in a moon green pool held in the arms of rhythm and of sleep.
Next piece we're going to do is a piece by Steve Dobrogosh. He's an American composer. He's lived in Russia a fair amount of his life, at least his training, got some of his training in Russia. He's a composer and a jazz pianist, and you're going to hear some of his work that Maria, when you hear Maria's part that she has in this. It's from a mass, a Catholic mass, that is written for string orchestra and jazz piano. And we're only going to do one movement. It's the Agnus Dei. And I think the choir has enjoyed working on the piece. It's really a beautiful piece, and I wanted to have an opportunity to have them sing it one more time.
Thank you.
This is my last Sunday as the interim music director for Northlake. I've really enjoyed working with this group of singers and having the chance to sing some of my favorite pieces here today. If I was 10 or 15 years younger, I might stick around and do it for more, but I'm ready to go. I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to go. The last piece that the choir is going to sing is I Know I've Been Changed. Benediction, I'm going to read a poem by Maureen Killoran. As we listen to the blessing of music, may we know this ending as more than a time of goodbye. May the warmth of this community and the memory of our chalice flame sustain our hearts and encourage our minds as we engage the blessings of life's challenges and joys. The service is over. Your service has just begun. Thank you.
sinking low in the sky above a shaman, the pines and the willows, the sun apart. There's a whisper in the wind of the promises unspoken and love that will always remain.